You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
In the first New York City marathon, 127 people ran loops around Central Park. That was in 1970, and this Sunday in the 40th annual running, about 40,000 people will be at the starting line. Are you one of them, or have you participated in the past? During this segment, we invite you to call in to tell us why you're running, especially if you know that you don't have a chance to win, and how you've been training for the race. You can call us now at 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. You can also leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. And we posted this question earlier in the week, why are you running, on our website, and we got many interesting responses, some funny, some quite moving. People seem to be running for all sorts of reasons, and I'll get to some of those. But first, our first caller, who is in the runner's kiosk, Jack?
That's correct, Leonard. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. No, thank you for calling us. Have you run in past marathons?
I have, yeah. This is my 11th New York City marathon. I can't wait.
Uh-huh. And what is your goal in these marathons?
The first one, I guess, was to finish. You know, and did it right there, finished under 4 hours. Most of them have actually been under 4 hours, but coming up on Sunday, if I can bring it in, I don't know, maybe 4:15, something under 4:20, I'll be more than happy to declare victory and have a party.
Well, do you run other times a year, or do you just simply run in the marathon and train for the marathon?
I mean, more in the run-up to the marathon, let's put it that way, and training kind of started this whole, you know, back in June, I guess it was, but... And I had done some races, in January and February and such.
Well, the reason I ask is, are you a runner, or is there another thing that motivates you? Because a lot of the people who've written in have talked about other reasons for running that had nothing to do with just the joy of running.
I would say I'm a runner. Yeah, I'm a runner. I'm a cyclist. I like getting out there and, you know, causing pain to myself if to no one else.
And the pain, and the pain is part of the experience.
Absolutely, of course it is. It's part of the, if you think it's not going to hurt, don't even bother coming out. Let's put it that way, because it's going to hurt.
Are you going to take Monday off to recover?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll go back into work Monday night. But
and what about when you're running? Is it motivating when people are cheering along the route?
That's great. It's great. It's I always wear my name on my jersey kind of thing, as I would tell everybody else to do. And it's, let's put it this way. It's great to hear fellow New Yorkers cheering your name when they don't know you, have no interest in your life whatsoever. But you know what? You're running the New York City Marathon, and they're cheering for you, and it's great.
Well, some areas you have lots of crowds, and others there are long stretches where hardly anybody is there. Does it get lonely?
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit and say I wouldn't say there are long stretches. I mean, there are stretches when there are fewer people watching you than other places, but there's not a whole hell of a lot of privacy out there. Let's put it that way. I mean, other than on the bridges. I wouldn't say it gets lonely. There's always plenty of folks around.
Do you have friends who you know will be waiting for you with something to drink somewhere down the line?
Do you mean afterwards? As far as celebrating the occasion?
No, I meant I have a friend who runs most years, and I usually bring some stuff that he requests, so that as he comes by, he'll see me. He's not planning to win, so it isn't like he can't take a couple of moments to stop, take a breather, get something to drink, or whatever else he asked me to bring.
I'm gonna depend on the. On the organizers to have plenty of water and Gatorade out there for all 45,000 of us, or however many will be there. And all my friends, whom maybe I'll see them along the way, maybe I won't. That'll be fine. I'm sure I'll see them afterwards.
Jack, thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you, Leonard. Appreciate it.
And good luck. And good luck to our next caller, Todd from New Jersey. Hi, Todd.
Hi, it's actually Ted.
Ted, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Ted, have you run before?
I have run one marathon, but not the New York.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The Green River Marathon out near Seattle.
And is it 26 miles like the New York Marathon?
Oh, yeah.
They all have to be 26,
right? I chose that because it was flat, and I wanted to be able to prove to myself I could do it before I did the New York.
Uh-huh. And what are you doing? Are you motivated by any, for any reason to run the race, or is it just for the sheer fun of running?
I think there's really two things. One, when I was growing up as a kid, it was implied to me, although never said directly, that I couldn't do all the things that I wanted to do in my life. And so I've spent my life trying to challenge myself and accept challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got two young children who I'd like to provide some inspiration to.
Uh-huh. Do they run as well?
Not yet.
How long do you expect the race to take you?
For me, hopefully be about 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expect to win.
Before you were a runner, did you think a marathon was anything that you would or could ever do?
I knew I could do it. It's something I've spent the last 20 years thinking about, but this was the first year that I really had any time to train.
Because, just running down a long block as I see the bus coming gets me all winded.
Well, then maybe you need to practice.
Maybe I do. Thank you for calling us, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Many people, as I said, have left messages on our show page, and many runners are raising money for charity. Several people wrote that they're dedicating the runs to a loved one who passed away. Michael from Brooklyn says he lost his partner, Rebecca, earlier this year, and he writes, "She loved watching the marathon, moved by the runners' efforts to overcome their struggles. I knew I needed to throw myself into something that I could do with Rebecca in mind and something that she would love. I've trained with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's team and training group in Prospect Park for 5 months now, and from a beginning of 2 slow miles, I now have a reasonable chance of finishing 26. When I'm struggling, of course, I think of her and imagine her with me, knowing she would want me to do this." We have a lot of calls coming in, and I'll get back to some of the messages that people have sent us. But I wanted to go now to somebody who is connected to a regular guest on our show. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. You're Mark Bittman's daughter?
I am. Guilty as charged.
Now, did you start running because there was just so much food in the house that you had to lose a little weight?
No, I started running my senior year of high school because both of my parents were avid runners, and I sort of knew that it was time to get some exercise. And I actually started running 2 weeks before the senior prom so that I could look good in my dress, to mm-hmm. tell the truth.
And did it work?
It did. It did. And I don't think that 2 weeks of running did much. I think it was just being 17 and mm-hmm. having that metabolism.
And what do you expect to accomplish in this race? Do you expect to do it in 4 hours or so?
I've been trying not to give myself a specific time just because I'd like to relax and feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I did it last year, and last year I just wanted to break 5 hours. So I did it in 4:49, which I was thrilled about. And I'm hoping this year to shave off about 30 minutes of my time.
Are you going to take Monday off to recover?
No, we actually have a work thing on Monday night, so I'm just going to sleep as late as I possibly can and then come to work after that.
What about your father? You said he's a runner, your father and your mother. Are they going to be running as well?
My dad is running with me this year. I ran it last year, and then he did a bunch of marathons a long time ago, probably about 12 years ago, and he said that I inspired him to start again. So he is running on Sunday. He's done a great amount of training. I think he's going to be terrific. I am a little bit faster than him. So we're going
to
run the first mile together.
Yeah, then tell him, if you can't keep up, Dad, I'm sorry. Got to go.
I think he's proud. I think he's glad that I'm faster than him.
Thank you so much for calling us, Kate.
Thank you so much.
We have several people who wrote in to tell us that they run after facing medical problems. Emily from Manhattan writes, "My mom was an avid cyclist who now must use a walker, so I also run in order to be grateful for my own abilities. I run because I can. On tough runs, I think there'll come a day that I cannot do this anymore. Today is not that day." And Anne from the Upper West Side writes, "I'm running this year as a gift to myself for turning 50. The whole process, raising donations for my sponsor, training, bragging, has proven to be exactly the diversion that I need." We are taking your calls at 212-433-9692. people who are running in the marathon or have run in the marathon or have loved ones running in the marathon if that's the situation that you're living with. And our number is 212-433-9692. Kelly, who lives in Denver. Hi, Kelly. You're on the air.
Hi there.
And yeah. Kelly, you're not running in the New York Marathon, are you?
Absolutely, I'm running in the New York Marathon. I flew in on Wednesday just ahead of the Denver snowstorm, and I am here to run the New York Marathon. I love New York, and I'm excited to be here to run the marathon.
Now, training in Denver must actually give you a little boost because you're training in thinner air, and that gives you some lung power, doesn't it?
I think that gives me some lung power and some additional cardiovascular ability that I might not have if I trained at sea level. I do have a disadvantage this year. I'm running with a cast on. I was in a car accident, and I had surgery about a month ago, so I'm running with a cast on. Wow. But I decided I wanted to continue my running because I'm running on behalf of Team Hole in the Wall, which is Paul Newman's camp for critically ill kids.
And you've run in previous marathons?
I have. I've run the Chicago Marathon last October, and I also ran the Phoenix Marathon in January of 2008.
Well,
and I love New York, and I just really want to enjoy the city.
Well, if you run slowly enough, you can enjoy it a lot.
Well, I hopefully won't run too slowly, but I might run a little slower than anticipated because of my
You have a good excuse
cast.
There.
I do.
Well, good luck, and let's hope you break 5 or 6 hours.
You know, I'm shooting for just around 4.5 or 5.
Well, that's great. And
great.
Welcome to New York.
Well, thank you so very much.
We'll go now to Caroline from Manhattan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm actually calling on behalf of a friend. His name is Vincent Martinelli, and he is a New Yorker who is volunteering for an organization, a nonprofit in Rwanda for a year called Kageno. And he's been training in the, you know, high elevations next to Nyungwe National Park, up very steep dirt roads, cheered on by the local Rwandan people. And, you know, he's doing this to raise money. He has generous sponsors, friends and family. And he actually made a movie to the soundtrack, to the Rocky soundtrack, with all the town residents. And they call him Mzungu, which I believe means lightning in a Swahili dialect. So if anyone is out watching, if you see Mzungu lightning on a UNICEF jersey, that would be Vincent Martinelli.
I wonder how many people are running to raise money. I think a study should be done, find out just how well charities do on the day after the marathon.
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone cheer on the UNICEF team, and it's pretty incredible. So, and also the short film is on YouTube. If you could figure out how to spell Mzungu, it's really entertaining. So good luck, Vincent.
Good luck, Vincent. And thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
We're going to go to a break soon, but I wanted to read one more that somebody wrote in. Audrey from Manhattan has run several marathons and says the experience is usually the same. She describes it: excitement a week before the race, anxiety hours before the race, exhilaration for the first 13.1 miles, some fatigue through mile 16, and sheer exhaustion as I head towards the finish line. I promise never to put myself through that again, but all is forgiven after the race, and I remember it as a euphoric, joyful experience, and I start training again for next year's marathon. We're taking your calls at 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. And you can also leave comments on our show page at WNYC.org. We'll be right back after this. We're hearing from you right now. The number is 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. Talking with people who are running in the marathon or have run in the marathon or have loved ones who are running in the marathon, finding out what motivates people. And our next caller is Steve from Rybrook, New York. Steve, you've run a lot of marathons?
This would be my 61st overall, 21st New York.
Wow. Well, then you're a serious runner.
I try not to make it too serious, but yeah, you can say I'm serious.
What got you running? Is that, had you always run, or is this something that came after you did other exercise?
When I was a teenager, I used to cycle a lot in New York City, and then after my fifth bike got stolen, I realized, you know, maybe there's something else I should do other than ride bikes, so I started running and haven't stopped ever since.
Well, 21 in New York, you say 60 altogether?
This has been my 61st marathon overall.
How do you find the time?
Well, my wife lets me have some time, but you find time. When you really enjoy something, you just, you know, get up earlier, or, you know, work around your schedule with the kids and work. And you always, for me to run, you always find time.
And are you improving, or does that matter?
Improving? No. Well, I used to run a 2:31 in the early mid 90s, and then as I got older, the injuries were kicking in. And but I'm still running about 2:55, 2:50 marathon, which is
under 3 hours. That's great.
Yes, it's very respectable, and I still enjoy it.
How old are you?
44.
Ah, well, you know, it all goes downhill after 45.
Well, I think it's been going downhill after 40.
Thank you so much for calling us, and good luck.
Thank you, Lenny. Thank you very much.
Larry from Manhattan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, Larry.
I ran three back in the 80s, three New York marathons. And I started running because I met a girl who became my wife, and we started running together, and one thing led to another. And I never was athletic in high school, and that sort of took the place of that, and I was determined not to stay out there more than 4 hours, so I always trained quite a bit, and of course now I don't run anymore, but it really has set up the rest of my life in terms of what I eat and how I keep myself in reasonable shape. But and your statement before the break reminded me of something I always said: if a man could imagine childbirth and what it would feel like, I always thought the marathon would be like that, because while you're doing it, you'll never do it again. But as soon as it's over, you're already planning the next one.
Well, the endorphins do kick in, don't they? And that's part of the thrill of running? Or do they stop kicking in when you're nearing the 26th mile?
Every part of your body that has ever had an injury or an ache or a pain starts to come back to you around 20 miles. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think it's wonderful now that the marathon has become so big and such a huge fundraising event, but it's also a chance for someone like myself to really test myself and test my body and test my mind and just find out what I can do without hopefully causing serious injury.
Well, you say you ran in the 1980s.
Right.
It was a lot more modest then, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. It was only like 16,000, I think, at the most. And now it's at least twice that.
No, it's 40,000 is estimated.
Yeah, right. And in those times when you're up in Fort Washington around 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's freezing cold, and there's very little shelter, and there was very little amenities to satisfy you, but they were great experiences I'll never forget, and just that sense of your body working at a high level for, even when you're training, and just pushing yourself, and there's a joy that you never forget.
Have you noticed that the neighborhoods that you run through have changed a lot since the 1980s?
Well, I always ran Central Park. I always ran Central Park. I knew Central Park like the back of my hand. And even when I walk through it, I start to remember, that hill and what that hill felt like. And then of course, when you come off the 59th Street Bridge onto First Avenue, that's probably the most exciting. Mm-hmm. It'd be like being in the Olympics, you know, when you're winning the 100-yard dash. Coming off of there and the crowds just cheering you on. The one thing I would caution people who are meeting people, who are looking, runners who are expecting to see somebody, it can be very demoralizing when you when you are looking for somebody at a certain point and that person's not there. So those people who are meeting people, really try to be sure that they're there, because it can, around 16 miles or 18 miles, it can really knock the wind out of you.
You really need to see a friendly face sometimes.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling us. We got a number of calls from people along, messages from people along those lines. David from South Orange, New Jersey, left a comment on our show page saying, the ego gratification of saying I ran a marathon is certainly part of my motivation for running on Sunday, and many of us runners are drawn to the rhythm and discipline of these months of training. And Lou in Yonkers wrote, I am running because everyone says that New York is the best marathon in the planet. Not sure how we can judge it, but I think New York crowds will make it happen. It is my first marathon. My wife and I are running it. She's faster, but she promises she'll bake me a carrot cake if I make it under 4:30. I don't know. Is New York the best? Has anybody run the Boston Marathon, for example, or one of the other biggies? Because they are sure popular as well. Our number here, 212-433-9692, and we go now to Jeremy from New Jersey. Hi, Jeremy. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm okay.
My call. Yeah, I'm running Sunday.
You are.
And I was just saying, I get motivated. It keeps me motivated for the year, as I don't do quite as many. I used to race competitively, and
I assume in England.
In England. I have been here 20 years, though, so.
And you don't have a Jersey accent. What happened?
No, I know. I've tried, but I can't lose it. I've run about 7 New York since I've been here.
Uh-huh. And did you run in England? Did you run marathons in England, or did you run regular track in school?
We don't tend to compete like here at school, but I ran. I started when I was 23, and I ran mostly road races and some track, but I did the London Marathon in the 80s.
And how does that compare?
In the 220s, so I was pretty competitive. If I could do that now, I'd be in the top 50. But
how does the London Marathon compare?
Oh, it's a great race, and it's an easier course. It's a lot flatter. Mm-hmm. You know, New York is tougher. There's turns. There's some hills. Obviously, the 59th Street Bridge is the worst one. And you will get a faster time in London, and there's great crowds, but the crowds are even better in New York. There's something about it. And as I say, the previous caller, there's nothing like coming off the 59th Street Bridge. It's worth entering it just for that. The crowd's incredible. And I just love doing it.
Well, thank you so much for calling us, and I wish you all the luck.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you taking my call. Thanks.
And a reminder that we are taking your calls at 212-433-9692. We're talking about the marathon this Sunday, talking to people who are running it or who have run it. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. We go now to Greg from Manhattan. Hi, Greg. You're on the air.
Hi, Leonard. Thanks for taking my call. I ran my first New York in 1977. There was about 5,000 people. I almost died of loneliness out there. However, shortly after running that, my father, who saw me on the sidelines at age 65, ran the next year. And last year I had the honor of training my daughter, who ran in it last year, third generation from the Django family, running that marathon. And just a little funny note here. The first time I ran it in 77, my friend said, you know, yeah, it's in New York, you know, I actually trained running up and down the curbs because I figured, boy, we're going to be running up and down a lot of curbs if it's going to be through the five boroughs of New York City. Shows you how...
now you do get to run in the street.
I
think the biggest problem for somebody who's really serious about running is that, the people who are expected to do the best times given the front spots... But it does look kind of jammed on some spaces, and it probably gets a little crowded.
Oh, definitely. If you're not to take anything away from anybody running in different times, but I found that if you're not going to run faster than 3:30, you're going to be about knee deep in cups. that people throw behind them and in crowds the whole way. And that, it's a beautiful experience either way, and it is the best. I qualified and ran Boston. I've run in New England a couple of marathons. Nothing beats New York. It's the best.
Thank you so much for calling us.
You got it. Thank you.
Emily from Cobble Hill. Hi.
Hi, Leonard.
Now, you're from Cobble Hill. Does that mean that you're calling from Afghanistan?
Yeah, that's... I always say that joke to people, and they always kind of look at me, so I'm glad you made it, too. No, in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn, and I'm not running this year. I ran the Philadelphia Marathon last year because I couldn't get into New York. And
you couldn't get in? I thought it's totally Democratic.
Well, I wasn't able to. That's all. I didn't register, and you know, there's a lottery, so I didn't make it. So my running group, we had a little group that went down to Philly instead. And about 3 weeks before the marathon, I felt a slight kind of jarring feeling when I was doing a training run of 18 miles. And so, you know, I went to the, you know, orthopedist and all sorts of things, but, you know, couldn't figure out what it was. And, I felt like I was in shape enough to be able to run the race, and I figured there's going to be pain anyway, so might as well be ready for it. Well, what I didn't realize is that I had fractured my pelvis.
Oh, boy.
And then in the middle of the race at mile 16, I broke it. And I didn't realize that either, but I kept going. And my family was cheering me on. My sister, who's a longtime runner, was out there cheering me along. It was 20 degrees out. It was tough. You know, Philadelphia is a pretty easy course, but, you know, when you have a fractured pelvis and it's 20 degrees out, it gets a lot tougher. But I didn't, again, I thought I had some kind of muscle problem. So I was planning to finish in 4 hours, and I finished instead in five. So
it's amazing that you finished
at the end. So I just knew I had to make it to the finish line.
Well, how do you run with a broken pelvis?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. The rest of your body sort of holds together. People imagine some kind of bone is jutting out of your body, but it's really just, it's painful. You don't really run. You sort of shuffle along, whimpering until you get to the end, and then you get your medal and you crawl home.
Well, 5 hours, that's still impressive. You weren't the last person.
I don't think it was too bad considering the circumstances. And here's the thing. That was in November of last year. I kept running after that, and I didn't get a diagnosis until January that I had actually fractured my pelvis. And that's when I stopped running because my doctor said, you have to stop running now.
Are you okay now? Has your pelvis healed?
It's healed. I'm feeling good. I'm trying to work my way up, and I'm gearing up for New York next year because that, to me, is the race to run, the race like no other, as Liz Robbins says.
Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you, Leonard. Bye.
And Dee from Staten Island, how you're on the air. You're near the starting line.
Yes. My son was 13 when the race was still in its infancy. He's in that big famous poster someplace in the crowd. But he just decided on the day of the marathon to go run the marathon. And we went down to the bridge, and he took off. But all along the way, he would call me and say, the crowds are so wonderful. They say, you can do it, you can do it. And to this day, I love those crowds. And I think it would be wonderful to have a cheering squad like that for everything in life.
Well,
and I feel very guilty that I never went to the end to meet him, but because I didn't really realize what this was all about. But he did it. And then he ran again the following year, but...
Well, people have written into us, and one person along these lines said that Rick from Manhattan, he compares the marathon day to the days right after 9/11, saying,
oh, wow,
that feeling returns once a year when, for each of us running the streets of New York, dozens more reach out with outstretched arms, words of encouragement, refreshment,
with
smiles,
water, yes,
and laughter.
Everything. But just, and when you get most tired, they say, go and you can do it.
You know what I forgot to ask? I think the weather report for Sunday is for rain.
Ooh.
We've mostly had good weather during marathons. Some of them have been chillier than others, but I think, yeah, that's good for running. But I wonder what's going to happen this year if it does rain, because we've had the rainiest fall.
Let's all pray. But it's just a fabulous, and the crowds are really fabulous.
Well, thank you so much for calling us.
Bye-bye.
And should we try to sneak one more call in? Okay. Hi. You have to make it quick, alas. Rob from Rye, you're on the air.
Hey, Leonard. How are you?
Okay.
Excellent. Well, I just called in. I just ran the Hartford Marathon in Connecticut on October 10th. And it was my first marathon, and I had an incredible, incredible time. I just want to thank all the volunteers that go out and help out at those events, because there were water and Gatorade tables, it seemed like, every mile. So you don't have to think about anything. You just show up and run. They make it very easy for everyone. I just, you know, if there's any volunteers listening, I just want to really thank them for that.
And I want to thank you for calling. You're not going to run in the New York?
No, it was my first one in the Hartford, so I didn't really have the timing right to enter the lottery for the New York, but I'd really like to, especially after listening to everybody calling in, really like to have that feeling of when you're going up that 59th Street Bridge. That's probably alone just the kind of to chase that euphoric feeling of when you cross that finish line. When I quick story, when I crossed the finish line in the Hartford, I didn't realize it was going to happen, but once I saw my fiance, you just become overwhelmed with emotion. I just started weeping and laughing and crying. It was incredible. It was incredible.
Well, thank you so much for calling. And thank you to all of you who have called in and left comments on our show page. We wish you all good luck. I hope you all get in at the time that you're hoping to get in and don't break your pelvis or anything like that. And we will continue the show right after this.